last night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
Hey guys, Adam Ray here, coming to you live from Brisbane, Australia, 10:32 in the p.m., 5:32 in the a.m., back in Los Angeles on Tuesday morning. Big time difference. Brisbane, Australia, still living mask-free, walking around, drinking in bars, doing the big crowd thing. Back in the States, cases are going up, people are freaking out. Jobs still not back in the swing of things. Gyms closed. If you're looking to make that protein shake and beat your power clean best, Troy, you're going to have to wait a couple more months or maybe years because COVID is here to stay. If I heard that commercial on the radio, I'd be like, yep, that sounds about right. Because I don't want to go back yet. I don't want to go back. Things in Australia are better here. So I don't want to go back. I can walk outside, do what I want. Everywhere I look, somebody calls me a cunt. That's a real thing. Did you guys know that the word cunt is tossed around in Australia very freely? It's like their hello and goodbye. I was doing this joke a lot. I'd go, even my Uber driver was like, have a good show, you cunt. And I was like, that's going to affect your rating. Stupid, but it would get a laugh. The crowds here were amazing. So look, I'm on the eve of my last night and day in Brisbane, in Australia. And I've been here for about a month and it's flown by. I think you guys might remember when I did a podcast from the room a couple days into quarantine. And I was, I don't want to say nervous or struggling to get through it, but I found my stride and now it's, look at that. We're done. Shot my episodes for the season of Young Rock, which I think comes out in early 2021, which is amazing. The cast, the crew, director, showrunner, writers, producers, class act here. Dwayne, or as I call him, DJ, would be proud. He's in Atlanta. I think he just finished his Netflix film with Ryan Reynolds called Red Notice, but he's getting into his stuff pretty soon. And then this show will be out for the public. But the people here in Australia are so friendly. And the comedy community was great to get to be a part of. And I met this kid named Zach right out of the gate. And he, very funny kid, up and comer. Only been doing stand-up a year. But just was so gracious in getting me integrated to the scene here. And meeting all the comics. And they were all so cool. And they weren't like... You know, yeah, I'm coming in from the States. I've been doing it a minute. You know, I'm, you know, having fun on stage. But they're all like treating me like they're not like kissing my ass or being like super like, you know, asking questions and ripping it up. But we were all just chumming it up. Went and played pool, got fucked up a few nights. And it was cool to do all these rooms and run into all the same comics that are all these shows. And they're all just, whether they're doing them, they're hanging. And Brisbane apparently has really grown in its comedy scene because Melbourne and Sydney, I think, are the, Melbourne. Melbourne, I always feel like an asshole to say it, but they're like, it's Melbourne. Say Melbourne, you cunt. But those cities are still trying to figure out their COVID shit, and Brisbane flourished and is open fully. So comedy is taking advantage of that, and the comics are getting these shows going and creating shows and supporting each other. Shout out to the comics that that made me feel welcome. We're talking Zach, we're talking fucking Nick, we're talking Jake, we're talking Chad, we're talking Chloe, we're talking Francesca, we're talking, you know, fucking Bryce, the fucking 25-year-old strip club DJ who looks like Harry Potter's brother who's into Magic the Gathering.
There's nobody there, but there's somebody there. and I see ya. Hey guys, comedian Adam Ray here. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. I hope you're enjoying the episode, and I hope you're doing okay. It's a crazy, crazy time right now. And if you're a little uneasy, I get that. And I've also got the answer. Koi CBD. Say it with me. Koi CBD. Feels good. And it does feel good because I use all their products. I've been fucking with the fellas at Koi CBD since my circumcision. And I'll tell you this much. They're the best in the game. Okay? Gummies, bath bombs, tinctures, joints, creams, oils. They got stuff for pets. Koi CBD has been giving the people what they need to feel better, to mellow out, to go to sleep right, to take away the aches and pains with the creams and oils. The bath bombs make bathing just the best thing ever. You get a little radiation high from the balms. I don't know what's in it, but fucking goodness and just all sorts of, it's amazing, okay? It feels like drugs, and it's not, because it's CBD. So if you want to get these amazing products, and I know you do, because they got the Adam Ray stamp of approval, go to KoiCBD.com and put in the code ALN15 to get 15% off your first order. KoiCBD.com, the promo code ALN15 to get 15% off your first order. Do it today and start living and feeling the right way. And now, back to the episode.
But Bryce, by the way, this kid has just got to, he's just got to have the hugest cock. This kid, I was like, I posted on my Instagram, I was like, give me an announcement for somebody at the strip club, like Cinnamon. He was like, coming to the stage, Cinnamon, cheers. I was like, oh man. But he's crushing it. I think Zach said he does a joke about how his dad didn't take an interest in his comedy career, but once he started working at the strip club, he was at every show. Very funny. Who else? Who else was a Redown. I posted the first night I was at Good Chat Comedy Club, which became kind of the home spot. Redown is a beast, a force to be reckoned with. You will be hearing things about her in the future. I think she's been doing it a handful of years, but she's just a big energy and smart. You can tell she does some bluer type material that crushes, but I can tell that when she starts to kind of open up into some more honest shit, she's just, you know, engaging and charismatic and just found something that's working, real likable. And that's what you want to be on stage. And of course, Henry, shout out to Henry, and his gal for shooting all the shows. But yeah, it just was, again, everyone who's listening to this back in the States, I don't think you understand. And of course you don't, because I didn't, while I was there, that this is possible. And I'm trying to, you know, portray that, reiterate that, convey that to people when I go back home and even while I've been here about fucking, we gotta get a hold of it, man, because it feels weird to be living a glimpse of life and knowing that I'm going back to not real life is shitty and terrifying, to be honest with you, because there's no end in sight. I went to a rugby game, a full-on, full stadium sporting event, and these bars have people. I mean, it's just, but also just to walk outside and not feel terrified. It's taken me a minute to get adjusted to that. Like, even when I'm still outside trying to keep my distance innately from people because I got so conditioned to do that in the States. But man, what else? When I got out of quarantine, I went to the Lone Pine Sanctuary. Shout out to Benson and Akane, who became my super troopers, partners in crime for some shows and at the sanctuary. That's where I fed the kangaroos and took that video on my Instagram of me spooning one of the roos, held the koala. I was doing this joke about, because everyone tells you the koala's got chlamydia, careful. And I was like, hasn't stopped me before. I go, that just tells me this guy likes to party. I go, this creature's got an STD. Hey, man, that guy's living on the edge. He's adventurous. Would you rather have the Uber driver that plays it safe, goes the speed limit, keeps both hands on the wheel? Or would you rather have the Uber driver with chlamydia? But a real fun vibe. It's got an American city vibe of a New York or an LA or a San Fran or a Seattle. Chill people, nightlife, clean. And You know, I've been here once before with Adam Devine. We did an Australian tour before. We did shows for the troops in Japan. And everyone was friendly then, too. But you can pick up on the sense of extra happiness because they're back to normal, too, because they had to shut down here for a handful of months. Who knows what it'll be like when I go back? Who knows? Who knows what the world will be like in a month? I've got a bunch of shows lined up for Baltimore, Vegas, and Arizona all in December. Very fired up for all of them. Been writing a lot down here, doing a bunch of new stuff. Got a couple big, long story bits that I'm jacked up to do when I get back home. But who knows, man? And that's the challenge right now for a lot of people is like, all right, if you can't do what you're doing, what are you going to do? And for people in the business, comedians especially, you have, obviously, with podcasting and social media and whatnot, there's ways to create content and stay active. But my heart goes out to the people that truly are like, all right, my job is taken from me right now. What the fuck do I do? Not only how do I make money? How do I keep busy? People that, and my sister's been doing that, you know, not being at work, but being home with the kids now. That's a challenge in and of itself. I'm going to Arizona next week and I'm fired up for that. My brother-in-law has a softball tournament and my sister and nieces and nephew are going to come down and, got an Airbnb. We're all getting tested and doing it safe and going to be with each other. And I'm fired up for that. I got my nieces these mermaid fins because every time I've taken them swimming, they, I was about to say fantasize, but play pretend and pretend to be mermaids. And I pretend to be a shark. And I fucking eat them. It's a pretty violent, murderous game now that I think about it. I'm like, I fucking kill you, you fucking mermaids. I don't say that, but it's implied. But they create these worlds and they say, you're a shark. You're coming after us. You're trying to eat us. But I kept putting off doing it. And then I told them I was gonna get them for their birthday. And then they were just real big pieces of shit. Just a little too ungrateful and not appreciative for certain things I was doing. So I put the hammer down and I was like, guess what? Those mermaid fins ain't fucking happening anymore. Happy unbirthday. And they were just like, I mean, it was sad. I almost crumbled. I was like, psych, just kidding. Well, whatever you want. But I kept my cool, put my foot down. But then I was talking to my mom. My mom was like, you know, how many more years do they got to really use their imaginations like this and want to pretend to be mermaids? I was like, good point. So I got them. And so I'm going to surprise them with them. That'll be a great video. They're going to freak out. That's going to be a really – look forward to that because that's going to be one of those feel-good videos. Or they might be like, what took you so long? Or they might be like, we don't fucking like this anymore. You're a year too late, bitch. That will also be a great video if they say that. Man, it's 10:45 here. I got to get up at 6. I've been waking up really early to do shit back in LA and then just not napping. Who naps? Are you good at napping? I'll tell you what I got today was tapping.
I fucking love you. You're the man. Thank you.
I got a Greek salad and a giant sun-kissed. Yeah, it's a weird order. That's like the order of a guy who's, I don't know, takes NyQuil during the day. Fucking snorts ibuprofen. Tapping. I met this couple, Jules and Nick. Jules did a couple scenes on the show, reached out, was like, hey, I know you're out here doing the show, probably looking for activities. Have you ever been to a rugby game? I'm like, no, actually been dying to go. They're like, there's a big match. Do you want to come? My cousin plays for the team. We can sit four rows back. It was unbelievable. It's my new favorite sport. So violent. These guys are just beaten. I mean, no pads, just full on fucking thrusting their bodies into each other. Just fucking caution to the wind. It's in God's hands. Just bumping shoulders. Just, I mean, it looks like they're dislocating every bone at every play. Screaming weird shit. There was this weird face-off at the very beginning between New Zealand and Australia, the team, the home team. And there's a lot of indigenous players on the New Zealand squad. So because of that, there's like a traditional ritual dance they do. and there's not any on the Australian squad. So they just stood there and watched while the New Zealand squad did this full on fucking. Fucking this 7 minute performance. And on the big screen, they'd show all these guys going. And then it would just cut to a shot of an Australian guy going. It was hilarious. But the game was fast paced. Once you pick up on the scoring aspect of it, it was really fun to watch. And we were so close. So what a treat. So Nick, Jules' boyfriend, and it was her cousin who got us tickets to the game because he plays on the team. He tells me that he does this ancient Chinese medicine called tapping, where they have these like fucking, Jesus, where they just jerk you off. It's an ancient Chinese trick. Fucking you come and your shoulder's better. No, it's just like stick that like a slap bracelet that doesn't snap. And they just kind of hit pressure points. I mean, hard on calves, legs, shoulders, arms, and releases all these toxins from your body. And did for like 45 minutes today. And I'm sore as fuck and kind of achy, but I was floating for a little while. And then I kind of did some meditation stuff and he talked me through some breathing exercises. And it was probably the most relaxed I've been in a long time and the most out of my head I've been. Because I started to think actually the last few weeks, and this is like personal, but not a big deal, that I might try to get tested for like ADD because I definitely have a tough time focusing on things if I'm not fully interested or invested in them. What was that? I'm just kidding. But my girl calls me out for it. My sister, my mom do. And even when I'm working on the computer, I'll have five different things open and the phone. But I somehow get it done, what I need to get done. It's organized chaos. But I've never wanted to get medicated. I think I've heard horror stories with that. And so I've avoided it. But also just getting out of your head. My mind is constantly racing. And this tapping thing and the focusing on your breathing. Wow, man. I shut everything out. I don't think I've done that in a long time. I wasn't thinking about anything other than right now. Do you know what I'm saying? And Nick, who was giving the sesh, was really talking to me and encouraging me about practicing this and trying to get into a rhythm of the breathing and how you can find that Zen spot to live in constantly if you make it a habitual practice. But man, crazy. I fucking, the tapping though, that shit hurts. I was screaming and wincing like a little bitch the whole time. Hey guys, Adam Ray here for the About Last Night podcast. Hope you're enjoying this episode. Obviously, it's a very difficult time for everyone right now. We're all challenged in finding a day-to-day routine that makes our lives consistent and awesome. And if there's something that's interfering with your happiness right now or preventing you from achieving your goals, BetterHelp Online Counseling is there for you. BetterHelp is a professional counseling service online, private, and it's so convenient. I've used it for a little bit now. It's truly the only way that I found to help get my own issues dealt with on my own time, at my own pace. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your licensed professional counselor right now. They're specialized in depression, anger, stress, anxiety, family conflicts, LGBT matters, grief or relationships, sleeping, which I have a lot of trouble with, trauma, self-esteem. Anything that you share with them is confidential. And guess what? If you're not happy with your counselor for any reason, at any time, you can request a new one for no additional charge. There's 3,000 U.S. licensed therapists across all 50 states available worldwide. And again, there's four ways to communicate with them: text, chat, phone, and video. You can start communicating in under 24 hours. It's available on any desktop, mobile web, Android, and iOS apps. Schedule a video or phone session, generally weekly, unless your therapist schedules more. Unless you just are really not sleeping and need to get some additional chats in. There's broad expertise in the network, which may not be locally available in many areas. Financial aid is available for those who qualify. It's secure, it's convenient, it's professional, and above all, it's affordable, all right? It's truly the most affordable option I found. So right now,
All ALN listeners are going to get 10% off your first month with a discount code AboutLastNight. So why not get started today and start making some changes for the better in your life? You deserve it. So go to BetterHelp.com/AboutLastNight. Simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor that you'll love. That's BetterHelp.com/AboutLastNight. BetterHelp.com/AboutLastNight. And get 10% off your first month with promo code AboutLastNight. And now, back to the episode.
Well, I hope you guys are good. I don't know. I want to say things are on the up and up, but who fucking knows? I wish I was staying here for a little bit. I wish I could get my family and come down here. I think that's going to happen with more and more people. A friend of mine just shot a movie down here, and she's staying down here with her family. She's a little more famous, so she can pull that off, I think, but what a good call, because again, why would you want to go back when you can kind of be in a place where you can go to the store, you can fucking pee outside and not get, you know, screamed at for it. There's even people that in LA, if like you're taking a shit on a sidewalk, people are still like, where's your mask? It's gotten that bad where they see past something else that they would normally, you know, be appalled by, but they're just like, you fucking, where's your mask? And the guy's like, I'm shitting on the fucking sidewalk. Put your mask isn't on. Missed out on some karaoke here. Definitely going to get that going next time. But there's, you got to leave something in every city to come back for, right? Movie World, that was another thing that was pitched to me. It's like their theme park, but I'm not a big roller coaster guy. You pussy. I'm not a pussy. I've been on plenty of roller coasters. I went on a thing called the Stratosphere in Las Vegas, shoots you up in the air. You sit in this fucking weird chair. It's not comfortable. You feel like you're going to fall off the top of the Stratosphere, and then it shoots you up real quick at 4 G's. Spaceships, they told us, shoot up at 6 G's. If that gives you any indication of where my stomach went, into my dick hole, and I puked up my balls. I was sick for like 4 days. It was fucking awful. Not fun. But I was with my mom. We'd been visiting my sister who was in Utah going to school. And we stopped through Vegas. I think I was like 18 or 19. So I couldn't gamble. Sat at the casinos. We have a picture of me doing a slot machine. But then my mom was like, let's do this cool ride. And like my mom wanted to do it. I couldn't bitch out and not go. My mom's cool like that. Adventurous. That's the other thing too. I was getting excited to go back to Seattle for Thanksgiving for a few days and see my mom and George, my stepdad. And now that's up in the air. Bummer. But things are turning for the better. Whether you voted for Trump or didn't, you gotta know and believe that people who truly care about the country are now gonna be in a position to help us move in a direction that's gonna be better for all of us. I truly believe that. And you have to believe that too. And I think a lot of people do because more people voted for Biden than Trump. And this voter fraud scandal is just not a real thing. And it's time to move on. It's sad and embarrassing now. It's like a guy who gets called up from the minors and is or you know what it's like? It's like a guy who's about to retire from baseball and he's pitching his last game and he just gets lit up in the second inning. Fucking 3 grand slams and they kept him in because it's his last game and he's a legend. And he just won't get off the mound. And the pitching coach comes out and they try, and everyone's like, we're not going to drag him off. But they're like, dude, fucking get off the field. And he's like, nope, I'm finishing this game. You're all going down with me, even if it's 85 to nothing. We're all fucking losing. But I won, so how could we lose? The Democrats hired that fly to land on Pence's head. Obama's going to steal your microwave. They haven't found anything. They haven't found any evidence. You know? And Biden's lead just keeps growing. It's been the smoothest election in the history of elections. And look, just the way that after 8 years of Obama, people wanted a change and they enjoyed the narcissism and outrageous promises that, that Donald Trump was providing. Guess what? We tried 4 years. Didn't work. You ever go to a store and buy a butt plug? Asking for a friend. You try it on, you go, oh, didn't like that. Cool. You take it back, you return it, or you just throw it away. But you're done with it. You're done with the plug. That's how it is with Trump, man. You did it for 4 years, man. You had your shot. Didn't get a lot done. And you fucked up a pandemic, dude. You said it wasn't real for months when you knew it was real. And you hit it. And a lot of people died that didn't have to. And people's jobs are fucked. And hospitals are overworked. And life is just fucked, man. I was just thinking about the theater world in New York. Like these Broadway actors, that's what they do. And that's just in flux. Concerts. Not just the incomes and livelihood of like athletes, which they've figured out sports more or less, but theater, you know, and TV and movies, which, you know, they're trying to figure out and are figuring out down here, obviously. But these are the things that we live for on a certain level. The escape, right? You fucking bust your ass all week. You look forward to that game. You look forward to the socializing aspect of what sports and concerts and plays and movies and shows, like it's a thing that kind of is a unifying aesthetic that I think this country thrives on. And to not have that is also very unfamiliar and scary. I'm going to try to stay out of my phone a lot in the next couple weeks. I've been in it a little bit too much, and it's been letting me how much I've been in it. But, you know, obviously I've been trying to pay attention to what's going on back in the States, but I fucking hate it, man. I fucking hate having to be in the phone this much. It's obviously provided me opportunities that I am incredibly grateful for. And and it's a part of the business. You have to do it. Not just to fucking let people know what you're doing, but you gotta stay active. I know people that are pretty famous that don't post a lot. And I honestly fucking forget about them when they're not putting shit up. I don't know if the business does, because, you know, once you're kind of, I think, in the club, you're in the club. But who said that? 50 Cent? No, he said, let's party in the club, right? Party in the club. I'm not gonna party, to find a minute beer. Where's the minute going to find it? What's it been? I don't know the lyrics to any songs, by the way. Could you tell? Susu Studio? I know that. But even prior and post Susu Studio, I don't know. There's a girl that's been on my mind. We'll be fine. Susu Studio. Oh, I can't be me. Never. See, fuck, I don't fucking know. Bone Thugs and Harmony, Crossroads. Boom, 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 boom. Tell me what you got. Do it, there ain't nowhere to find. But you got to do the simple. If I'm gonna be some guy, beat it from Uncle Charlie and a scoop by daddy. And I'm gonna miss everybody. I don't wanna go. Been listening about forgetting. There's a book to get a baby. There was a something. There was a thing for different thing. And then I wanna say that when again. There was a thing. Living in a 527 room. Won't sink over 24/7, no, got to boots, babe. Don't live in a bump to the break. From the bleep, break off, then I'll face something against the veins, fall, saints, veins, fall, and then back over and do. Who, what about seven? I do. Who, what about do? What about seven? How do you work? And I'll live that by their phone. Live in a life that go, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh. And we pray, and we pray, and we pray, and we pray. Every day, every day, every day, every day. And we pray, and we pray, and we pray. See you at the crossroads. You don't belong. I used to love that song. Eighth grade, Kellogg Middle School, back of the bus. I would sing it nonstop. But just like that, not knowing any of the words. I still don't know the words. That was fucking 25 years ago. Wow, that was 25 years ago. 1995. What a year. All right, guys. Well, again, Australia, thanks for the memories.
Thanks for
Thanks for the memories. Thanks for the hospitality. Thanks for doing things right so that I could come down here and work, get a little break. Being by yourself sometimes is good. The quarantine for 2 weeks was a little, it tested me, tested my mental fortitude, got through it. But being by yourself, I used to be by myself all the time, you know, in my single days, and then even just doing stand up on the road, you know, before I could bring openers. I've been by myself, and it's good. It's good for everyone to do it at some point for an extended period of time, because it truly is, especially as an adult at this stage in life, and for me being 38, like, it was a good check-in to be like, what do I need to improve on? What do I like about myself that I'm doing right now? And what do I need to change? And I was pretty diligent and disciplined on a lot of things, but things I need to improve on for sure, you know? I'll try to do that when I get back. All right, guys. Fucking yabba dabba do, Hakuna Matata, which, by the way, I almost got tattooed right here. I was this close to getting a tattoo today. Yep. Because I was like, I should get something to cement the experience and the whole memory. So I was going to first get Kermit the Frog smoking a blunt on the Space Needle right there. And then I was like, maybe we'll just get something simple like Yabba Dabba Doo and Hakuna Matata. Two of my favorite phrases. Yabba Dabba Doo from the Flintstones. What does that mean? Fucking means something different to everybody. But I think the core of it is let's go. Fuck yeah. You know, let's have a great time tonight. Like, yeah, baby. Yabba Dabba Doo, you know, living La Vida Loca. Is in the same boat as Yabba Dabba Doo. But it was just something it was probably the first catchphrase I think I really fell in love with and thought was so silly. It was like funny but awesome at the same time. Kind of like Surge, the soda. And then Hakuna Matata means no worries. And they say that down here a lot in Australia. So that's why maybe Timon and Pumbaa, no worries, Australia. You know, then you're like, oh, it's cool. It's extra meaning. Like, yeah, fucking, I'm a fucking fuck me. All right. This has been great. Thank you again, Australia. And I'm fucking sleepy, so I'm gonna call it. But I'll talk to you guys next week back in the States. Got a bunch of great ALNs coming up, so stay tuned. And if you haven't listened to the past few, go back and do them. Mark Norman episode is classic. The Sue Bird episode is one of my faves. And we got Melissa McCarthy in a few weeks, so get excited. And also get excited because my Crowdwork album, I'll Take It From Here, comes out December 11th. I can't wait, guys. It's been a while putting it together from shows from this past year. And it's a little over an hour of all Crowdwork. And I can't fucking wait for it to come out. December 11th, I'll Take It From Here. Follow me on Instagram, Adam Ray Comedy, Adam Ray Comedy on Twitter. Three episodes of Rick Glassman's Take Your Shoes Off podcast are out now on YouTube. Go check those out. Doug Unplugs, a cartoon I'm in on Apple TV is out right now. Go check that out. And, of course, AdamRayComedy.com for my merch, tour dates, and all that jazz. And Young Rock coming out 2021. Until then, from Brisbane, Australia, bye. Fuck, what a terrible ending. Bye, guys.